Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We kick off the hour discussing Jim Chaney, the new offensive coordinator, returning offensive coordinator at the University of Tennessee. And he's known for coaching quarterbacks and having a hand in developing quarterbacks. And we have one on the line with us.
Jonathan Crompton, former Vols quarterback, spent some time in the NFL, spent some time in the CFL, actually joined us a couple of years ago, I think, when the Montreal Canadiens were in town.
Yeah, that's right.
He was with the Montreal Alouettes at the time and was in studio with us that day. Jonathan, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. So, Jim Chaney back in Knoxville. You're 1 year under Jim Chaney. What was your biggest takeaway from him in learning more about the quarterback position and what he taught you? Because statistically, you had a very good 2009.
Yeah, I mean, I've been very open about it, and the fact of him and Lane Kiffin are arguably two of the best coaches at the quarterback position and offensive mind that I've ever been around, and I've been fortunate enough to be around a lot of them. Or I guess you'd say unfortunate, either whichever way you want to go about it. But he is just. He knows how to train young minds. I mean, I did a deal with Brent Hubbs out of Knoxville the other day. And I mean, honestly, the best way I could describe it is they're 18 to 21 year old kids. Keyword, they are kids. We all think we're grown when we're that age. And, you know, physically, a lot of them are, but you're still a kid. And he knows how to get the most out of them, you know, via studying, weight room, understanding philosophies. So that's the biggest thing, is just knowing that he's been there. He's coached some of the greatest that have played. Everywhere he goes, they have very high productivity. And, I mean, the numbers don't lie for what he does. So that's the biggest thing, is just knowing he's been there, done that. So why argue with anything he's going to say?
You know, you look at Jim Chaney's career, and he's such an adapter to whatever he has on any individual roster. He can be a rushing-oriented coordinator. He can throw it all over the place, depending on what he has. In that 2009 year with you, what I remember most about that year offensively was the ability for you to play action fake, bootleg, and consistently find Denarius Moore or Gerald Jones deep down the field and made it look really easy within that offense. What was it about Jim Chaney that he saw something in you where that was a strength of yours and you guys were able to utilize that in that season?
Well, I think him and Lane worked very well together. Just offensively understanding the roster that we had, you know, and knowing that we had to do certain things each week that were wrinkles. And a lot of teams do that, but not as many teams do it as well as he does. I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, he understands, you know, each week you're going to game plan. Well, the defense is also going to game plan. You know, that's the beauty of football. It's the ultimate chess match. So for him to consistently week in, week out scheme the other teams, that says a lot. I mean, he understands how to do it. He knows how, like I said, he knows how to get the best out of the players. And that's the biggest thing, is he's energetic. He's going to coach you hard. He's going to, you know, get upset. But some coaches don't do it the way that he does it. And so he's going to love on the kids no matter what. I mean, a lot of these kids are coming from far away. I mean, they are. They're not just, you know, from Austin East High School right there in Knoxville or Fulton. I mean, they're coming from California, Miami, you know, New Jersey. So there's a lot of different things that go into it. He understands that, and understands that he's got to find a different way each week to keep these guys in it. And he does that very well. And then schematically, you know, I said this with Brent. Look what he's done at Georgia. He loses two kids to the top 35 drafted running back, right? And then the very next year, you have two kids that have not had much playing time at all. One was the third string guy is a true freshman, and they both rush for 1,000 yards. I mean, you guys hit the nail on the head. You can throw it. He can run it. He can do both. He can play action. And when you have a quarterback that is able to understand his system, you thrive in it. And that's what I think he's going to end up getting in Knoxville.
Jonathan Crompton with us, and you played in the same offensive system in high school and then early in college, and then you played in several different systems the rest of your career. As you think of Chaney as the quarterback coach and offensive coordinator, did he try to tweak technique and motion with you at all individually, no. Or does he take your individual mold and simplify things? And if so, how did he go about it with you?
Well, no, and that's, you know, at a certain point, I train quarterbacks as well as do a couple other things since I've quit playing. And what I tell the parents is, listen, at a certain age, I'm not going to mess with throwing motion. I'm not going to mess with those, things like that, because they're already, it's instinctive at that point. There's a couple players that after college have tried to change their throwing motion. But when you're put back in the line of fire, it goes back to what you've done your whole life. I can train your feet and I can train your mind. That's the reality of the situation. So, and they understood. I mean, I was fortunate enough to have a coach growing up that my throwing motion was very short, sweet, to the point, get the ball out quick, because the quicker you get it out, the less likely you are to get hit. So throwing motion-wise, we didn't do anything, and I don't know many coaches at that level that do unless they're a freshman. After that, it's really hard to mess with it. But when it comes to footwork, understanding, you got to be on rhythm. Yes, off-schedule plays happen, but a lot of his system is in rhythm. And that's the beauty of it, is you don't have to take a lot of hits if you know what the defense is doing before they do it.
You know, we're talking a lot about quarterback play within his system. What will this system do for the running game and for the receivers within this offense?
Oh, the tight ends are going to thrive, though. Look what he's done at the tight end position over his career. You know, I mean, he's got multiple guys that are still playing in the NFL, and then he's got one from Georgia that's leaving early to go play. So the tight ends are a big key in his offenses, as well as the receivers, because it's all about mismatches. You know, like I said, defensive game, they game plan just like offenses do. So getting guys in an advantageous position pre-snap, or moving them around with motions pre-snap to let the quarterback get a kind of a pre-snap read of man or zone, and then also trying to get leverage with those receivers, understanding where they need to be before the ball snaps. So that's the stuff that's going to happen. Is it's going to be fun to watch. I mean, obviously you want to come in and win, you know, 15 games right off the bat. Does that happen? Typically not. But with time, you're going to start seeing progression pretty quickly with a coach like himself.
What do you think of Jarrett Garantano? Having watched Tennessee football the last couple of years, what do you think about his progression into this season? And what do you think about the potential of him now under Jim Chaney?
Well, the sky's the limit. I mean, when you do a creative player in Madden, I mean, his measurables, you can't argue with. Now it's just the fact of getting stability. And, you know, the whole reason why you go to Tennessee and the reason why I signed back in the day, stability. Well, we haven't had stability in 16 years. It's kind of weird to say that number. Actually, it makes me feel old now. So getting a coach and coaching staff that is willing to stay, like the Clemsons, you know, places like that, that's what we're looking for. And when you get a player with his measurables and his intangibles and just raw natural talent, that's a positive thing. And, you know, now it's just a matter of getting in there, making sure he studies, making sure he gets to know the playbook. And when a coach knows that you can finish a play call before they even finish the formation, that's when you start really making strides, because they start trusting you more, because then they know you have studied. That's the stuff that I would relay to him, is just, man, put your head in the books and go, because measurables and just raw talent, is you can't argue with it. And the toughness. I mean, the dude got beat up. So I think he's in a good position personally. I really do. And then having a couple years with Coach Chaney, that's going to be, I'm looking forward to this year. Yes, but I'm really looking forward to his senior year under Chaney.
Jonathan, thank you so much for topping on, man. Really appreciate the insight on Jim Chaney.
I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys. When I come to Nashville, I'm just going to stop in, by the way. And just,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm just walking in the building.
Join us for an entire show if you want.
I'm down. I enjoy talking, as you can tell. That's just, I've majored in communications for a reason. But tell Ramon I said, hey, I have not seen him in a long time. When he comes in there later, tell him I said, hey,
are you still rocking the long hair like you were last time you were in studio with us? And do you like Trevor Lawrence because he also rocks the long hair?
Well, no, but see, I rocked it because I was donating to Locks for Love. I loved doing it, but God, that process, man, I told my mom and my sister during the time. I said, you know, I have a lot more respect for you guys now, understanding how much you have to maintain your hair. God, it got brutal after a while, but I knew why I was doing it, but I enjoyed it. But now I'm back to my normal short haircut. You know, as my dad says, I'm looking like myself again.
Jonathan Crompton has been our guest. Stop in anytime, man.
I appreciate it. Me and my fiance are actually trying to come to Nashville in the next couple months, so you might just randomly see us.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Join us.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it. Jonathan Crompton with some great insight on Jim Chaney.
Terrific.